Can we talk about school choice for a while? For most people, the choice is public school, Catholic school. Just off the top of your head, wouldn't you say that those are the choices? What about private schools? We've got some great private schools right here in Waterloo Region. But here's the problem with private schools. That's called out-of-pocket. Not every parent can afford that. There's a study that has been released by the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada that says that public school enrollment is actually declining and that the rise in enrollment is in these independent schools, and yet the funding formula is not reflecting parental choice. So basically what it's saying is if I choose to send my kids to a private or an independent school, then why can't my tax dollars go to support that system? I think that's what we're getting at here. Now, Derek Miedema joins us from the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada. It's been a while since we chatted. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. My kids are done the school years, though, so this one doesn't grab me personally like a lot of the stories do. But was I right? Is that what we're talking about here? There should be funding. If my taxpayer's note that comes in the mail that says, do you support public or separate school, should it be an independent school and then the money follow where my kid is?
Well, the point that this report makes is that the public school system in Ontario isn't adapting to parental choice. We're seeing the patterns that enrollment is declining in the public school system, and it is increasing in schools outside the public system, and that means that more parents are choosing to educate their children outside of the public school system, but the government is responding by increasing funding in the public system and ignoring the other.
So we're getting more funding for fewer students.
Yes, yes, very clearly. I've looked at a couple of graphs of school boards, for example, on the website of the Society for Quality Education, and if you look at a graph of enrollment and funding, you'll see an X. Funding's going up, enrollment's going down. They cross like an X.
Oh, that's not good.
No, it isn't.
So what are there other provinces that do it differently? Is there a model out there we could follow, Derek?
Well, we cite two examples, Alberta and BC. They do it differently. In Alberta, for example, they have two levels of funding, either 60% or 70% of funding for private schools that meet particular criteria. In BC, they do it on the basis of how much the schools around you are receiving in terms of per student allotment. And so if there's a school that has a per student allotment that's equal to, basically, let's put it this way, if your student is going to a private school that's charging less than the schools in the public system around them or are equal to, you receive 50% funding. If you're sending your student to a private school that it costs more than the public schools around them, they would get 35% funding.
Okay, I think I follow that.
Yeah, that was pretty quick, but the two options, either half of your cost is funded or 35% is funded, depending how expensive it is to send your child to that school.
So why is there reticence at Queen's Park to follow that model?
Oh, that's a question that I didn't look at in terms of this study, and that's a question we've been, that's a question we could spend a long time talking about. But
it's only a three-hour show, so we can't really get into it that deeply.
No, but...
But isn't that the question we need to have answered?
Well, it is a question we need to have answered, and this is very clearly an issue of parental choice. It's not an issue of one party or another. It's an issue of parental choice. As I say, more parents are choosing to educate their children outside the public school system, and therefore we recommend that the government reflect that in terms of how it funds education in the province.
And I'm sure part of the argument, Derek, is going to be then we have to continue to attract qualified and quality teachers, and it's the actual cost of the education is not going to change even if we have 20% fewer students.
Well, the cost of education could change. It could change if more schools are closing, if there are fewer jobs for students across the province. But the reality is, my numbers show that enrollment decreased between 2002 and 2007 decreased by 3.4%, and between 2003 and 2008, funding increased by 47%. So, you know, 2003 and 2009, rather. So
that's a lot per student.
Yes, you have a 3% decrease and almost a 4% decrease in students, and you have a 47% increase in funding over this roughly the same time period.
If the funding equation was equitable, would more parents leave their kids in public school, do you think?
Well, the examples of BC and Alberta are helpful here. We haven't seen in either of those provinces a stampede of students out of the public system when funding was introduced. I think in Alberta, private school students make up about 4% of the total student population, and I think in BC they make up 12%. And neither of those provinces show that there's been a stampede of students out or a chorus of a mass of parents choosing to send their children to private schools. What more equal funding formulas for private schools would allow is for greater choice for parents. Right now, parents who send their children to a school outside of the public system are paying twice. And they have to bear that, as you mentioned, they have to bear the full cost of tuition on top of the tax rate that everyone pays. And in effect, then, opening up some funding to private schools would actually allow more people to have the choice of whether or not they want to send their child to a private school, rather. But it's not a financial issue such that people would herd there as soon as funding was lowered. It's an issue of wanting a quality education. Parents want quality education for their kids, so they'll send their kids where they're assured their kids can have a quality education, whether that is public or private.
Well, I guarantee you, Derek, that down the road, the option will not be to not pay your portion of the tax bill that goes to the school system if your kids are enrolled in a private school. There'll always be that double dip unless there's some equitability brought into this formula, because opting out of those taxes is not going to be—it's not going to be an option.
No, and we're not calling it anywhere. We're not calling anywhere for opting out.
No, I understand that. I'm just saying that people should not look at that. It's just never going to happen.
No, but the reality is that double dip does exist, and that extending some level of funding to schools outside the public system would be a way of lessening the double dip, because parents who are sending their kids to those schools would be paying less for tuition, and therefore the double dip would be less.
Well put. Derek, listen, it's always good to get your thoughts. Another fascinating subject. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Derek Miedema. Joining us, he is the author of this study. He's with the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada, and his study